Chapter 52. It had begun to snow softly when Jesse pulled into the visitor's parking space near the seascape entrance. The same elegant and careful concierge tried not to stare at the rifle he was carrying as she phoned the Lincolns. "Penthouse floor," she said. "I remember," Jesse said. Lincoln was waiting for him again in the small foyer. "Oh," he said, "my gun." Jesse handed it to him. Lincoln smiled. "It's not linked to any drive-by shootings or anything," Lincoln said. "None that we could discover," Jesse said. "And it wasn't used to kill the four people in Paradise." "Oh, good." Brianna Lincoln came into the living room. "Mr. Stone," she said, "what a nice surprise." "Jesse was just returning our rifle, Brianna." Lincoln smiled again. "He said it has not been involved in any crime." "I'll put it away," Brianna said. "Can I get you coffee, Mr. Stone?" "Jesse." "Sure, that would be fine." "Cream, two sugars?" "Yes, ma'am." She smiled. "Brianna," she said. "Ma'am is my mother." Jesse sat as he had before, looking through the picture window at the ocean. The snow continued softly, blurring the view. Lincoln laughed. "I feel like I ought to apologize," he said. "If it had been my gun, it would have made things so much easier for you." Jesse smiled. "Think how I feel," Jesse said. Brianna came back with Jesse's coffee in a stainless steel mug. She put a doily down on the end table near him and set the coffee cup on it. "Thank you." She smiled at him warmly. He smiled back. "You have respect for your tools," Jesse said. "The gun was clean. Any tool works best if it's well maintained." Jesse glanced around the living room. "This is a great room," he said. "Yes," Brianna said. "We love it." Jesse stood and walked to the window. "And a cop's salary," Jesse said. "I'll never get a view like this." Both Tony and Brianna smiled modestly. "We're lucky, I guess," Brianna said. "And Tony is brilliant." "I can see that," Jesse said. He turned slowly, looking around the room. "How big is this place?" he said. "We have the whole top floor," Lincoln said. Brianna smiled. "Would you like a tour?" she said. "I sure would," Jesse said. "Come on, then," she said. Tony went with him as she took Jesse through the den with its huge electronic entertainment center into the luminous kitchen, through the formal dining room, past three large baths, and into the vast bedroom with its canopy bed and another entertainment center. The bed was covered with a thick white silk comforter. "The workbench," Tony said, nodding at the bed. "Wow," Jesse said. "You must not have any kids or dogs living here." "Brianna and I decided against children," Tony said. "We met in our late 30s, by which time our lives were simply too full for children." Jesse nodded, looking at the big room, taking it in. "Any family at all?" Jesse said absently. "No," Tony said. "We are all the family each other has." Jesse nodded, obviously dazzled by their wealth and taste as they walked back to the living room. He sat and picked up his coffee and sipped it. "Where'd you two meet?" he said, making conversation. "He picked me up in a bar," Brianna said. "In Cleveland, of all places." "It was an upscale bar," Tony said with a smile. "I bet it was," Jesse said. "Are you both from Cleveland?" "I am," Brianna said. "Shaker Heights. Tony was doing his residency at Case Western." "What did you do?" Jesse said. "I was a lawyer." "How long have you been married?" 15 years. "I don't think we've ever had an argument." "That's great," Jesse said. "Do you have any leads in this serial thing other than the fact that the victims were shot with a .22? Tony said. "Nothing much," Jesse said. He made a rueful little smile. "That's why I was pinning my hopes on you," he said. They all laughed. "Oh, well," Brianna said. They laughed again. "Would you like more coffee?" Tony said. "No, I really should be going," Jesse said. "If it had been us," Tony said, "why on earth would we want to do such a thing?" "Everybody needs a hobby," Jesse said. They laughed. "Seriously, though," Tony said, "why would we do something like that?" "Both of you?" Jesse said. Tony shrugged and nodded. "A shared sickness," I guess, Jesse said. Tony laughed. At least we'd be sharing, he said.